On Wildcard, the new podcast from NPR, you'll hear people like comedian Jenny Slate reflect on their lives. What is something you think about very differently today than you did 10 years ago?
Dressing, like not salad dressing. I've always loved it and I'll never stop. Dressing my body.
That's all part of the new game show Wildcard, only from NPR. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As demonstrations continue on U.S. college campuses against Israel's war in Gaza, and in some cases counter-protests against perceived anti-Semitism, things have been tense. University of Texas at Austin says students arrested at pro-Palestinian demonstrations this week will be allowed back on campus. Audrey McGlinchey with member station KUT reports.
UT Austin says at least two dozen people affiliated with the university were arrested Wednesday and charged with trespassing during on-campus protests against Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza. The Travis County Attorney's Office reported 57 arrests. By Friday, all trespassing charges had been dropped. A spokesperson for UT Austin initially said students arrested during the protests would not be allowed back on campus. But hours later, a spokesperson said students can return for final exams, which begin next week. Students could face discipline at a later date. I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin.
Attorneys and advisors to former President Donald Trump are among those named in a criminal indictment of individuals engaged in an effort to certify fake electors to the Presidential Electoral College for Arizona in 2020. Member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Wayne Schutzky has more.
An earlier version of the indictment included the names of 11 so-called fake electors along with 7 redacted defendants. The indictment alleges all were involved in an illegal effort to create fake Trump presidential electors for a state he did not win. The newly released copy of the indictment confirms the identity of 5 of those previously redacted defendants. They include Trump advisor Boris Epstein, 2020 Trump campaign official Michael Roman, and attorneys Christina Bobb, Jenna Ellis, and John Eastman. NPR was able to identify the remaining redacted individuals as former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani using details in the indictment that could only apply to them. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Schutzky in Phoenix.
In what appears to be something of a shift, President Biden, in an interview with SiriusXM radio host Howard Stern, said he would be happy to debate former President Trump. It's a notable move after months of Biden's campaign declining to commit to appearing on stage with his GOP rival for the White House. Strong earnings from big tech companies, including Microsoft, sparked gains on Wall Street today. NPR's Rafael Nam looks at the trading session.
There had been a lot of anticipation about earnings from the technology sector. Big tech companies have been among the big drivers of stock markets since last year, mainly because of optimism about AI. So investors were comforted when Microsoft and Alphabet, the parent company of Google, announced better-than-expected earnings. Alphabet also said it would pay investors its first dividend ever. All three major indexes ended higher, with the S&P and the NASDAQ posting big gains. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
The NASDAQ was up 316 points today. You're listening to NPR. Net neutrality is back, the Federal Communications Commission promising fast, safe, and reliable internet for all after it voted to restore its regulatory power over internet service providers. NPR's Emma Bowman has more.
This week, the FCC passed a measure to reclassify broadband as a public utility, like water or electricity, deeming it an essential service. This effectively restores the Obama-era net neutrality rules that were rolled back under President Trump. Net neutrality means broadband companies like Comcast and AT&T can't deliberately slow down internet speeds for customers. There's no pay-to-play for faster speeds and no favoritism for certain content, which could stifle competition from services such as Netflix or Spotify. Telecom companies are expected to sue the FCC. They argue the rules are government overreach and try to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
It's been dubbed the Doomsday Plane, and apparently a replacement is in the works for the aging 1970s-era aircraft that's designed to survive a nuclear war. The Air Force announcing today it's awarded a $13 billion contract to Sierra Nevada Corporation to develop a successor to the aging E-4B Night Watch, which is approaching the end of its service life. The Air Force announced in December that Boeing was being eliminated from the competition to build the E-4B successor. Currently, there are 4 of the highly modified Boeing 747-200 jets with at least one active at all times. Crude oil futures prices gained more ground today. Oil up 28 cents a barrel to end the session at $83.85 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.